GST has increased in the past years. So I think people are more careful when they spend their money on food.
It's a big question whether we should even open at all, right? In this climate. Since I think the beginning of 2023, we've felt the market get quieter. And it's very understandable, right? Inflation has kicked in, purchasing power has gone down, and disposable income is down. We wanted somewhere where rent wouldn't be a big burden, and therefore a shop house was kind of the logical choice. So rent here is in the thousands. Rent at Marina One was in the tens of thousands. We feel that quite quickly we can cover the month's rent and then spend the rest of the month paying for the food cost, paying for the team, and then have some left over.
In terms of ingredient, it's really down to how stringent we manage in terms of wastage. My kitchen chef, they are very good at managing their ordering and ingredients, so that there is really a very minimal wastage.
We're trying to give high quality products for as reasonable price as possible. And if there's certain things that we want to use that we can't fit into a budget, then we look at something else. Manpower's tough. There's no point getting upset about quotas and stuff like that. Instead of dwelling on it, we need to move forward and just work with the people that we have and help grow them and spend time on bringing them up to standard and stuff like that.
Yes, it was a struggle to open. It's a struggle of confidence. It was pretty quiet for the first month, and it only started picking up these 2 weeks. And so we heaved a huge sigh of relief to say, okay, it's working. Having struggled with F&B for the past few years, both Keeling and I were wondering, should we even continue in F&B? Everyone's born to do something. We feel that we are born to feed, and therefore we do it.